It is dessert day, National Dessert Day. Where is the best place in the area, the best place in the triad to get a dessert? When you go there, you're like, I have to have dessert here. Or maybe you just go there only for dessert. Let's go to David. David, where's the best place in the area to get dessert?
Well, we have a couple, but the cookie skillet at Epic.
Oh.
Okay. The warm butter cake at Village Tavern.
Oh, that is delicious.
I was just there on Friday. Ooh,
yeah.
So good.
And the bread pudding at Ruth Chris.
Oh, you nailed it.
It must be nice.
This dude balling.
Every ounce of pudding must be $15.
David, are you a single man?
No.
Okay, I was wondering if you like love bomb people on these dates and just take them to all the fancy restaurants.
You said the what at Epic?
The cookie skillet.
Oh,
you're talking about Epic Chop House?
Chop House.
Oh, that place is good.
Okay.
I mean, that's a pretty, is that an expensive restaurant too?
It's not as bad. It's not as expensive as I thought. I went there one time for an anniversary thing and I was like, oh, I thought it was going to be way more, and it was delicious. It's a good restaurant. It's beautiful in there too.
I like the floor in there.
Yeah,
in the bar
it's nice.
Area. Yeah.
Super nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was at Village, this sounds funny, but I was at Village Tavern on Friday and the waiter came up to me. This sounds self-serving. It's just the way he said it. I didn't expect it. Like, he came up, I thought he was going to ask like what I wanted to drink. He goes, they tell me you're famous in the city. And I'm like, I was like, famous in the city? I was like, oh. He's like, people say you're on the radio. And I was like, oh. Like, at first, I'm like, what is he talking about? Famous in the city.
I guess to say that.
I said, more so.
Sounds like a TV show.
And I said, I'm more so in the county. I'm pretty county famous. I'm not city famous. Yeah. County famous.
And not this county. No. A couple counties over.
I reckon.
But still. Right.
And then, Jason.
Oak Ridge famous.
Famous.
That's right. Stokesdale. I get confused.
Well, I've been in both. And then I was leaving. Village Tavern. And I told you this, Kate, but Jason and them don't know. And I was with somebody, and when I was leaving, they go, is that Katie? I'm like, yeah, me and Katie go out Friday night together all the time.
We're just always hanging out together.
Date night. Right? Date night, me and Katie.
That's what we do.
Work date night.
Yep.
People do that at the grocery store. We've said it before. It blows my mind.
They do it at the weirdest of places. I'm like, oh, one moment. Let me go, oh, he's not here.
Let's go to Alexis. Alexis, where's the best place to get dessert in the triad?
Well, it's not exactly a dessert, but nothing but cakes in Winston-Salem.
Oh,
best place to get a nice
cake. Good.
Especially the red velvet with the chocolate chips.
That
oh,
place.
My God. I about die for that stuff every time.
Nothing but cakes.
And they also now have a little kiosk on the first floor near the food court at the mall.
Oh, that's good, too.
Nice and fresh. Oh, you get them in and out. You don't have to wait the line.
Yeah, for my mom's birthday recently, that's what she wanted for her cake. Nothing bun cake.
They're always moist.
Yes.
Oh, so
and I don't even like that
always
word, but it's
moist
true.
And juicy. Yes.
Oh, God. Right, moist Katie, and juicy always. Together. How sexual is this?
Juicy.
Sounds like a porno flick.
Alexis, calm down.
Juicy
please.
Does not apply, Alexis. Moist, yes. Juicy, you got a problem.
Yeah. That's too much moist. You ask for double moist, it gets juicy.
They're not juicy.
And then Kaylin, where's the best place in the triad to get a dessert?
Somebody else to say this, but Maxi B's in Greensboro, it's so rich and they have a bunch of flavors.
That's fantastic.
Do.
You're exactly mm-hmm. right.
Does anybody like the, you can say your favorite dessert place is maybe Food Lion or Harris Teeter. Hear me out. I know you like all the fancy places, Katie, mm-hmm. just because if it has the name, that's why you like
you know,
it more.
That's first of all, not true. And you know that sheet cake is my favorite dessert of all time.
But Costco's an exception.
Costco, yes, but like Publix and Lowe's have really good sheet cake.
All right, I'm going to say something to you that I've tried before that I thought was pretty decent.
Okay.
I don't know the name, but it's like a black logo with the white letters, and it's frozen. And you just thaw it for 30 minutes, and it's a great dessert. It's all these different desserts.
Black and white label.
Emerson is like with an E, maybe. But it's if you go to the frozen section. Maybe.
Is it the one where Entenmann's used to make the...
It's like in a box.
But they're blue and white.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, maybe it's that. Maybe it's in a box, and all you do is take it out of the freezer, and you let it sit there for 30 minutes, and you have this great cake, and it tastes good.
Oh, it's a cake.
Anything. It could be a pie. It could be a cake. And it's in a square box. It's tons of them. They have tons of them in the freezer. Tons.
Is it mostly pies?
It's a lot of pies.
Okay.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. They do make good pies.
And then you let it defrost for 30 minutes, and everybody's like, that's not a good dessert. That's a cheap dessert. You can get them for like $5. But then when you actually taste it, it tastes good. Now, I'm on a dessert connoisseur like Katie is, but it tastes good to me. It doesn't taste any different.
All I care about is it tastes good. I don't care how it's prepared or whatever.
I need to know the label now. Are you talking about like the Vienna cakes? Remember
that? Look it up. Just look up frozen dessert Food Lion or something like
black,
that.
Black, white label.
Okay.
He gets that.
But don't say the black, white. It could be the blue. I don't know.
Oh, he gets the black label. The black label dessert.
Frozen dessert. Food Lion.
I thought, yeah. You know, I ain't going to lie. I like a cosmic brownie, but that's a whole different story. I don't know if that counts. Let's go to AML Lee. Lee, where is your favorite place in the Triad to get dessert?
Yes, it's a small shop that's over on Renota Road in Winston-Salem. I think it's like about the 3,000 block of Renota Road. Uh-huh. It's called Elijah B's, the Candy Tree.
Oh.
They sell everything from all gourmet. Everything is handmade there. There's fudge, chocolate. There's he has a specialty in candy apples.
Oh.
He can make any kind of candy apple you can think of.
Well, that's cool.
And they're very unique. It's very good. They were actually presented and won first place award at the fair this year.
Oh, good. Good for them.
The best display.
That's awesome.
Lee, I think over right in that area, there's Bobby Boy Bake Shop. And that place is incredible. Right near Renolda Village, Bobby Boy Bake Shop, if you haven't been there.
Yeah,
it's delicious. So I give that's a really good place, too.
That sounds mm-hmm. awesome. I got a text, AML Chrissy, that we all know.
Yeah.
She said coconut cake at, she can't call in because of work, coconut cake at Real Seafood.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been there.
I haven't either.
I've never been. We should go there for lunch. I don't know if they're open for lunch. I shouldn't say that. And then the nutty Irishman cake at Green Valley Grill.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and the peanut butter pie at Lucky 32 is a fan favorite.
I haven't had that in forever.
Yeah.